This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Well, hundreds of school children helped Boston Mayor Tom Menino celebrate his 71st birthday today at City Hall. WBUR's David Scharfenberg was there, and he joins us now in the studio. Hi there, David.
Hi, Meghna.
So Mayor Menino has celebrated, 20 of these in
That's
City
right.
Hall. Tell us what happened today.
So this was his 71st and final birthday at City Hall, a bit of a poignant moment for him. He's had a few farewells, just had a YMCA named after him out in Hyde Park a couple of weeks back, but I think this was a particularly poignant one, seeing those kids singing and the like. And so, yes, he was in front of 300 or 400 kids, City Hall employees, reporters. There was a crush of them as well, leaning on his cane and watching as they unveiled a panoramic mural depicting all of the neighborhoods in the city.
Oh, so a brand new mural there at City Hall.
Yes, a bit of a birthday surprise for the mayor. It's pretty nice, I got to say.
Oh, well, great. Well, we are in the midst of the transition to the new mayor, Mayor Marty Walsh, who's going to be inaugurated January 6th. How's the transition going?
It's going pretty well, relatively drama-free to date. I think the city is still waiting to hear some of the big name appointments from the new mayor. So we're in a bit of a holding pattern now, but his inauguration is coming up soon. So I expect we'll be hearing some names pretty quickly.
Okay, and when that does happen, it will be the end of the Menino era as mayor. I mean, a huge chapter in the city of Boston. And next week on WBUR, we're going to have quite a bit of coverage of Mayor Tom Menino's, including a big piece from you, David. Can you give us a little preview about what's going to be in your reporting?
Yeah, so I'm looking at kind of the broad sweep of the Menino legacy here, starting with his early career when his political mentor, Joe Timolte, carved out a seat just for him on the city council through his mayoralty. We often hear about him being the urban mechanic. I thought it would be interesting to take a look at what that actually means. So I went out to Rosendale Square, now Rosendale Village, as it's become a bit more upscale, and saw the kind of block by block, a municipal parking lot here, a new storefront there, and what it all adds up to. And then looking at the question of what it is to be an urban mechanic, attending to the nuts and bolts, but to oversee a really transformative period in the city's history. So really looking to get the broad sweep here of the Menino legacy.
Well, that's WBUR's David Scharfenberg. David, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Well, David, as we mentioned, has more reporting on the mayor next week on Morning Edition. And on Monday, Radio Boston will have a special hour examining Tom Menino's legacy. We'll look back at Boston under 20 years of Menino's leadership with Jack Beatty, the man tapped to write Menino's biography. And we'll also hear from the mayor himself in an interview I did with him at City Hall. And we talked about a lot, including his experience of the year's defining event, the April 15th bombing of the Boston Marathon. Here's a little bit of what Menino said when I asked him specifically about his moving speech at the interfaith vigil held at the Cathedral of the Holy Cross 3 days after the bombings. And in particular, how you closed it. You said, "I'm telling you, nothing can defeat the heart of this city. Nothing. Nothing will take us down because we take care of one another." And through the whole speech, you were one of the few people who used that word love for Boston.
That was a very emotional talk. Whatever I said, I really felt. I've had a love affair with the city for 20 years. I love the city, its people. I care about each and every one of them. And that thing violated us, that bombing. The resilience of the city, the strength of the city, you have to love the city. No other city would have come through that the way we did.
When you gave that speech at the Interfaith Vigil, you actually were taken up to the stage in a wheelchair, but then you stood up to make the speech. How important was it for you to stand up and speak?
Yeah, my son was the individual who was pushing my wheelchair. He's a Boston police officer. He was there at the scene of the thing. And I wanted him to push me across the stage. And he says, "Dad, we're going to stop with the microphone." He says, "No, Tommy, we're going right to the microphone." "But then tell you can't." I said, "Tommy, I'm the mayor. We're going there." And I got up there and showed people that I had resilience. I was strong. I wasn't going to just sit there and do it the easy way out. I was going to get up there and talk to them. As mayor, you got to stand up and do those things. You got to show leadership. You just can't hide. And I hope I did it that day.
Boston Mayor Tom Menino. We'll have more of this interview on Monday.